This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Allow me to share with you a case study of an individual who raised the bar of proactivity so high that he only comes second place to a prophet. He is a man called Abdullah ibn Uthman, better known as Abu Bakr as-Siddiq, may Allah be pleased with him. A wonder of a human being whose voice was quieter than other people's and whose deeds were a lot more discreet than others. Yet somehow, he would be ahead of the race every single time. As early as the Meccan phase, this was Abu Bakr's quality. This was his lifestyle. This was his mindset. Staggering, staggering proactivity. Consider this. When it came to embracing Islam, he didn't wait for anyone to set a precedent for him to see how it pans out before I jump on the bandwagon. No, he took a proactive role and he became the very first male adult to embrace Islam without the slightest bit of hesitation. When it came to the immigration, he took a proactive role and he was the very first to request the companionship of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam for that journey from Mecca to Medina, and he was granted just that. When it came into the entry into the cave during the immigration, he took a proactive role and he insisted to be the very first person to set foot inside of the cave to ensure that it is safe for the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam's entry. When it came to da'wah, inviting others to Islam, he took a proactive role. He hit the streets just a day into his own reversion into Islam. What did he learn by that time? Not much. But he brought back to the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam the next day, no less than 5 of the 10 men who would later be promised paradise, who were ready to embrace Islam. He came back with Uthman ibn Affan, Az-Zubayr ibn al-Awwam, Abdurrahman ibn Auf, Talha ibn Ubaidillah, and Sa'd ibn Abi Waqqas. Focus on this last one, Sa'd ibn Abi Waqqas. What do you know about him? He is the uncle of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. I mean, Abu Bakr could have easily just said, I'll overlook him. Because after all, he is the family member of a prophet. So, I mean, who am I to advise? The prophet knows better how to speak to his family, right? No, that didn't happen. Because this is not the mindset of a proactive Muslim. When it came to benefiting other people, Abu Bakr took a proactive role. Look, in every department of life. You know the hadith where the Messenger sallallahu alaihi wasallam asked his companions on one morning, who is fasting today? Abu Bakr said, I am, O Messenger of Allah. He said, whom among you has followed a funeral procession today? Abu Bakr said, I have, O Messenger of Allah. Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam asked the third question, who has anyone fed a poor person today? Abu Bakr said, I have, O Messenger of Allah. He said, has anyone visited an ill person this morning? Abu Bakr, he said, I have, O Messenger of Allah. And so here the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, مَجْتَمَعْنَا فِي مْرِئٍ إِلَّا دَخَلَ الْجَنَّةِ. Whenever these characteristics combine in any one person, he will enter into Jannah. Commenting on this hadith, Al-Qadi Iyad, he said that it means دَخَلَ الْجَنَّةِ بلا محاسبة ولا مجازات على قبيح الأعمال. He said, in other words, what this narration means, that such a person who does these characteristics will enter paradise without any prior accountability for evil deeds. No suffering of the day of judgment, and no interrogation before Allah, backdoor entrance into Jannah. In fact, this is what is amazing. There are some narrations of this incident that you just heard, which indicate that this dialogue between the Prophet ﷺ and Abu Bakr, it took place shortly after the Fajr prayer, just after dawn. In other words, by dawn, he had done all of those 4 things. When did he find time for that? This is barakah, blessing in the life of a person, and this is the reward for the proactive people. This is therefore, brothers and sisters, what proactivity looks like. So when you hear, for example, advice, you are the first to run with that advice. When it's time for the duha prayer, you're the first to bow and prostrate. When you come to know of a person who has gone astray, you don't wait for his family to complain to you. You immediately explore the various ways of guiding him. You've already started doing that. Yeah, when you come to learn of a crisis of some sort, you don't wait to be appealed to. You are one step ahead. You are already imposing your presence on it. When you hear a talk like this, you are the very first Muslim man or woman to consult your friends, your teachers, your relatives, saying, help me devise a project of proactivity. What next? What am I going to do when I close this video?